Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by London Tube Map, the free London Underground app with live status updates and a TfL journey planner too. Get London Tube Map for iPhone, Android and Windows from londontubemap.com. That's map with two P's, as in app, get it? londontubemap.com with two P's.
Oh, we've got in here extra early. What a lovely night.
What a lovely night it was.
I had some whiskey last night, type 2 diabetes.
Right. Hanging round, right, Donald Wayne's trousers.
Up on the roof, and the neighbour come round and saw my ball
bag. Shut your face.
Ball bag, because I was going up on the nose. And there's someone else. And wonderful that we're still the United.
No, it's really good that they're still the United Kingdom, that the Scots haven't gone anywhere. Because I love the Scots.
I love them.
And I was really worried that they was going to fuck off.
Yes.
You know.
No.
But luckily we've done enough. I think it was Eddie Izzard and Boris Yeltsin or whatever his name
Definitely,
is.
Definitely, all their lovely work.
Done it.
Nick Griffin, all the rest of them, Nigel Farage.
All the top boys.
All the top boys have said, come aboard.
Yeah, don't go nowhere. We'll miss you.
So that's wonderful.
I mean, I don't know about you, Barry, but a life without wet wouldn't be worth living.
No, you're absolutely right.
Gellermeetry?
Did you know I heard Hue and Cry on the road? I mean, they're all coming out. McWitch will be out soon. Molly Weir.
Yeah.
Be wheeled out to
Roachford.
I've always thought about wet. You know, Marty Pellow, Marty Feldman. Is in the West End doing the Evita. Why he would do that? It's a no brainer. Open a bed shop called Pellow's Pillows.
Yeah, well, that is obviously what he should have done. He's missed an open goal there.
Isn't he a rice shop?
Like Pellows, the Scottish football team Pellows, do on most occasions.
Yeah, that's topical. And like Pellow's Pillows, the old rice shop.
Yeah, the rice shop, yeah.
You know.
Pellow's Impersonation
Society.
Yeah, I think he does do that.
Yeah, he does do
if
that.
If you look in the back of the stage, you see Pellow's...
Marty Pellow's Impersonations Emporium. Well, I did see that they do some wonderful... Some of the people they've got...
Who do?
That agency.
Oh, the agency.
Invades them all on. They've got...
I tell you who they have got, and I like, and I want to get in on this. It's a bloke with a great big beard who does Karl Marx. Except at Christmas, when he does Father Christmas.
He doubles
up as Father Christmas. Now, he must make a killing, but of course, as he's Karl Marx, he probably gives most of his
wife. Yeah, that's probably what...
He's a communist, he's a commie.
The other one is they've got a wonderful... You know, I mean, they send him out for, what, £10, £15? They've got...
Columbo.
Lookalike. One have got Columbo, and they've got Wolf of the Gladiators, the real one.
He does it himself.
£15, £20
I'd have him open my front door for £20.
He don't look like a wolf, though, does he?
He looks like a painter and decorator.
I mean, if he was
out... He's been on the steroids.
You're out, you know, doing the old... You know, you're out the old suburban wolf comes out. And it's a slightly balding man.
Oh, yeah, no, you'd be disappointed. You'd be disappointed if you got ripped to shreds by someone that looked like that in a forest.
I mean, there's American Werewolf in London.
This is suburban wolf in Birmingham.
Yeah, that you'd be cheesed if you got ripped apart by that.
Or you had your money's worth.
No, of course you wouldn't. I wonder what they're doing now. Cobra's another one.
Cobra.
Was there another one called...
Yeah, there was Lampshade.
Socket.
Curtain rod.
Curtain rod. Oh, they're wonderful.
Picture frame.
Yeah, that's right. And they used to do...
Kettle.
Did they do the Gladiators? Kettle was good.
He was good.
He was ACDC,
Well, he was red hot.
He would... But they
sometimes
they went out
when you turned him on.
When you turned him on,
he got up.
When you hit him with one of them big cotton buds, yeah. And I'll tell you, he was used to running.
Pugilist sticks.
Ulrika Johnson's.
Yeah, I know all about her.
Oh, because you know her, you've done the turn.
Very well, yeah.
Is it true that statistically, probably, by 2018, everyone in the country will have married her?
I think that is, it's something like that.
It's an equation.
It's not exactly that, but it is something like
that. It's something like that. Ulrika plus man.
Equals marriage.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Someone's
bye-bye.
Just leaving.
Just going. Had enough.
Anyway, we are doing a podcast.
That is what we're doing.
A podcast.
Podcast.
And what we want you to do is you can email us at the... Is it at the Facebook?
I don't know.
Email us at the Facebook.
It's at the Facebook.
The Facebook.
It's a cold Facebook.
And we'll set up a little group.
Did you hear that, Barry?
What?
Cold Facebook.
At the cold Facebook.
You like that?
I like that. Email us
there. It's a joke on coal mining and Facebook. It's basically merging the past with the future.
Well, that's what we like to do. And if you want us to answer any of your questions,
yeah,
you want to phone in.
You can do that.
You want to, you know, if you've got a problem that wants solving,
yeah.
Barry and Angelos.
Yeah.
I'll sort it out.
Yeah, we will,
basically.
Yeah.
We also want a theme tune to the show.
Do you want a
what
theme
sort
tune?
Of thing would you imagine we'd want?
Something like, you know, the Carry On films?
Oh, yes.
Where it goes... I like something like that. What would you like?
I'd like something that goes... Annie and Angelos are here.
Boing. Oh, you want something with farts in it?
Something to make it funny, you know.
Yeah, that is funny. Farting is funny, isn't
it? Used to love the old Carry On song.
Yeah. I'll Carry On.
Do you remember? I used to like, they were wonderful on a Carry On screaming. Carry On.
Oh, yeah.
Carry On. Yeah. Immaturity.
Carry On misogyny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a
carry
good
on
one, wasn't
man-child.
It? Yeah, Carry On homosexual pretending to be straight womanizer.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one.
Carry On.
Carry On innuendo.
Carry On racism.
Borderline racism.
Borderline racism. Yeah. Used to like that one.
Carry On cheating on your wives.
Carry On.
Yeah.
Poor quality British cinema.
Carry On propping up the British cinema.
Yeah,
along with Robin Asquith.
Carry On emotionally stunted.
That's the one. Carry On, forget Ridley Scott, mate. Have a look at this.
Carry On, childish smart.
Carry On falling out the top floor window.
Oh, that's it. Carry On.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
But I'll tell you what, talking of salt in it, I walked into town today. It's supposed to be September.
No, mate.
It's still
Indian summer, isn't it?
It's an Indian summer. Oh, blimey. It's an Indian summer.
Neither of us is going to say it.
An Indian summer.
Depending on where you live.
Yeah.
It's still an Indian summer.
But you go out there.
Yeah.
I would have thought...
But you was overdressed, weren't you?
Yes, I've got a massive overcoat on. I thought September. I thought it'd be a pea super out there in London.
You've got a scarf on. Got a hat.
Got
long johns underneath your farish.
I got the lot on.
Yeah, you got the lot
and
on.
And it's like a summer's day.
No, you totally misjudged it.
Oh, I really did.
Yeah.
I come out today, I've got a very sweaty gooch.
Oh, God, yeah, I know. Well, I think it's so, Barry.
Yeah.
Before I leave the house, I have a little look out the window, and then I think, I'm gonna need to shove some jargon powder around the goo.
Down the boot, yeah.
Because if I don't draw my gooch before I go out, I'm gonna have a mucky gooch by the time I get to where it is I'm supposed to.
Well, I have attempted to put a bit of chevron on my gooch. And I've dusted it up.
You dusted it with
a cuticle on my gooch. A medicated towel.
Yeah, I know.
But I've learnt my lesson, because if you go out and you've got your thumbs rubbing together, a gooch can get very greasy.
Mucky, isn't it?
Mucky gooch.
Yeah, I know.
But so, I mean, with the long johns and the falls and the pull, what?
Oh, yeah.
It get very sweaty, doesn't it?
Poor fella.
You never guess who I saw on the tube.
No, you're right.
Do you want to hear who?
Well, no, let me guess.
Oh, here we go. It's guess who I saw on the tube.
Colin Firth.
Incorrect.
Barry Scott.
Incorrect.
Hayden Christensen.
How did you guess? Who's that?
That bloke that played Darth Vader in the new Star Wars
incorrect.
Film. Oh, he's terrible. Oh, was it...
Here's a clue.
Was it? Hold on, I've got it. Is it Pete Sissons?
Pete Sissons? No, Pete Sissons.
Pete Sissons? Was it Emily Maitlis of Newsnight?
No.
The Greek lady with yoga arms.
Oh, I like her.
She's nice.
She's
always got her arms on show, that one. Oh, as she's reading the stock market reports. Does it do it for me?
Does it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
I don't like to be the one I'm not mad on who does the news. Who's the one?
Hugh Edwards.
BBC, yeah, her.
Yeah, she's Hugh horrible.
Edwards, she's horrible. She wants to make a bit more of herself.
Yeah, she wants to certainly grow her hair a bit, because she looks like a bloke.
She does a bit, doesn't she? Yeah, I mean, it's all very well wearing a slightly flashy tie, but, you're watching something about the stock market.
Yeah, you want something to look at, don't you?
You want to see a gooch at the very least.
See a gooch, and you just think, want to look at that. It's bad enough what I've got to listen to you bang on about stocks and shares that I don't give a shit about.
And now,
so at least give me some eye candy.
And now on BBC One, the 10 o'clock news with Hugh Edwards showing her gooch off.
Yeah, that's it. That ratings go through the roof, mate.
Panorama, BBC Two, 9:30. Robinson. What's his name?
Dr. Robert Winston.
Dr. Robert Winston, flashing a bit of
tits. He's knockers.
I'd tell you who I saw on the tube.
Go on.
Cabaret of Angels.
Who?
Cabaret of Angels. Peter.
You saw a Cabaret of Angels?
No, Stringfellow.
Oh, Stringfellow.
I recognised him.
I like Stringfellow.
I like him.
I like what he's done. Ooh. I think he's a very inclusive man. I like, because then you go in Stringfellow's, you see him, you see Pete Stringfellow, and his whole philosophy is like, anyone can come in the club, Jack Nicholson, come over, come meet Chris Evans, come meet Jack Nicholson.
Akabusa.
Yeah, that's it, Akabusa, come and meet, go on, give us a
Hugh Edwards.
Come in. No, he wouldn't
be. Oh, he's done, stopped dancing
newsman.
Oh, yeah.
Come and meet. Go on.
Wolf off of Gladiators.
Come and meet Wolf off Gladiators. Yeah.
And what's Wolf doing there now?
He's getting drunk.
I've seen him there with a couple of glasses. He collects them, doesn't he, in the ashtrays now.
That's what he's doing.
That's
what he's up to. Cabaret of Angels.
Make a few quid. I'll tell you what.
What was he doing on the show?
He was there in his leopard skin outfit.
Oh, yeah,
he had 500 birds next to him. And you know the poles in the middle of the central line in the carriage? One of them was upside down.
Oh.
Another one was doing...
Well, like giving him a show.
Yeah, giving him a show.
Giving him a show.
I can only assume he requires it, you know.
He does. He does. Yeah. It's in his contract. If you're going to work for me, come on and show me, mate. Give me a show on the pool.
He insists that they show him that all the way around the circle and right up the Hammersmith and City.
That's right. The dirty... Yeah. That's right, and he likes it when they change from the Bakerloo to the Metropolitan, from the brown and the pink.
leaving white on the cushion.
Oh.
But the, what I was going to say about Dirty Filthy Pig.
You know, about him. He's done a lot for women. He's done an awful lot for them.
Of course he has. Phone's ringing, answer that. Now, this is what I was going to say. If you want to go to a site that's equally as good as a Cabaret of Angels,
oh,
you go to a club, the Club Beaver.
18:30
No, Club Beavers in Market Street, Watford.
What's that?
It is. It's a mucky dancing
club. Oh, I like that.
Very blue.
Yeah.
And you go there, and I've got the platinum membership.
Have you?
Yeah.
Does that get you in from the back doors?
It. You can ask.
You can do it. You can only ask.
But when I've been there before, you see, with the platinum membership, it will get you upstairs into a roped-off area.
Oh, right.
All the top celebrities from Watford are there.
Is it?
Graham Taylor.
Yeah.
Elton John. Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah, she's...
he's there. And Terry Scott.
Oh, he's still there. Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse is there. Oh, June, all the major Watford. Vinnie Jones. All the bosses coming round and I'm doing some dancing at Club Beavers. Yeah, June.
And it's a wonderful show.
Is it? I mean, how much have you got to pay to get in there?
Like? I think
you're on the platinum deal.
Well, on the platinum deal.
What are you selling out a month?
Oh, I'm selling. I've had to remortgage.
Yeah.
I mean, you
Margaret understands, because a man needs what a man needs.
Of course he does.
You know, if you want to keep a happy marriage together, you have to allow Barry to go out and have a little bit of a look at the gooch every couple of weeks.
A couple of days.
Well, if you're on the platinum deal.
They'll lay on a couple of scotch eggs.
I was going to say, what is your food like?
There's excellent nibbles.
Is there?
You can watch a lady you can look in straight into the new year from about a foot away whilst mounting on a scotch egg.
Yeah.
They do
that could well be heaven on earth.
They do it really is.
Heaven on earth.
They do a Melton Mowbray pie.
Did they?
So you can have that. The booze is quite expensive.
Is it? You take your own in?
Well, I do like to
try your leg.
Down my trouser leg.
Yeah. On a plumb line.
I've been...
swinging round your ankles, you have a little miniature bottle of Malibu.
I've been known to take a Malibu in there.
Yeah.
I've got a Scotch egg and a Ginster's in one of my pockets. One day I went in there with a pie, passed in a sausage roll. I was living in a Ginster's paradise.
I put it in there to make you laugh. You did.
What about you, Neil Easton? Is there no mucky dance?
There's plenty of mucky dance.
Is there? Where do you go?
Yeah, I go to Neasden Knockers Club.
And it's
like held in, it's every Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it's down at Legion.
And what, is it just knockers or?
Yeah, it's just knockers you get there.
Yeah.
But some of them are like to die for.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's been a couple of deaths down at the Legion.
Exactly, and that's the police have been informed. That's all been cleaned up. I mean, I'll go down every now and again and, you know, have a little peek round the corner and have a word with Zelda, who I know.
Yes. And what sort of dancing might she do for you? Is it exotic?
Not really. It's like I asked for an Irish jig.
Yes.
Because that way you see the most, like, wiggling, you know?
I see.
You see a wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Yeah. And then, like, everything bouncing and stuff like that. So you get your money's worth. Do you know what I mean, Barry?
I do know what you mean, because when I was at the Beavers, I asked for a conga.
Oh.
And just, I got everyone in a nice long night. It was dancing. It wasn't very erotic.
No. But if you sit at the back, you can get a right old knife out of that.
You can. Yeah. And also went down the disabled ramp at the back the way round Londis.
And then coming through the front door. Oh, right. Well, it's good publicity for them.
Well, strictly speaking, it was a dance.
It is a dance.
It's wonderful.
Exactly, but you'd have had to shell out for all of them.
No, I didn't really. I mean, they're canny. Like, this is how they get you.
This is what they do. Stop going to the cinema, buying popcorn.
Oh, blimey.
That's how they get you.
Oh, yeah. When we come back
in. How much do you see the film? Oh, that'll be £7, please. Yeah. Oh, that's quite reasonable. Yeah,
two ounces of pick and mix and a small drink. £423.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
Scam.
What have you seen, what films have you seen recently?
Avatar.
What was that like? Is it the blue one?
That blue one. Yeah, I thought it was a blue movie. And it is a blue movie, but it's just all sort of blue people running around like underwater, but it's not underwater. So it's a mess, as far as I'm concerned.
It's an absolute
mess. It's a bloody mess. And there's guns in it, which are live.
Yeah, I know you like
explosions. And there's a tree what goes up.
Yeah.
And that all gets exploded. And then there's all sorts of, what's it called?
Special effects.
Yeah, special effects. And what's it called?
Fighting.
What's it called? Yeah, there's fighting.
And kissing.
Yes, a bit of that. What's it called?
Is it, creosote?
No. What's it called?
Clogs?
No. Oh, there's a couple of them.
Yeah.
But that's not it. What's it called?
Panniers?
No.
Backsack?
No, it's like skullduggery.
Oh, skullduggery.
There's skullduggery in there as well, which I also like.
It's
so like, you took a few bookies for me.
Is there a twist?
Not really, no. It's made by that bloke who done Terminators and who spends a lot of time under the water. And to be honest with you, Barry, between you and me, I think he's a bit thick.
Really?
Yeah. Having a look at that film, I thought, this is for idiots, this film.
Is that the last time you
I like it? Foreign movies.
Oh, yeah, a subtitle.
Yeah, like Emmanuel.
Oh, I like
stuff
it.
Like that.
I like that.
Yeah. They're game changers. Them films is game changers.
Yeah.
What films do you like, Barry? What have you seen recently? Porky's.
Oh, now, let's have a look. What have I seen? Well, the last film I went to see was... What's it called?
Bridge Too Far.
No, not that. It's called...
Is it called Gandhi?
No, not that. It's called...
Yeah. Passage to India.
No, it's called Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, you like that one, don't
with
you?
With the old skull
with him
and
crossbones,
or Keira Knightley, as she's also known. Skull and crossbones.
Oh, I talked all over that one, didn't I? That joke.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They heard it.
They did it. If they're listening to it and looking for it, they'll find it. Yeah, yeah.
It's like on the CD, you know, that's you have it. Some hidden tracks.
Yeah, that's right. Or else you have some tracks like what John Judas Priest done, where they talk backwards at you and they're telling you, like, via, like, talking backwards to you, shoot
if
yourself
you play
in your face.
So Paul McCartney's dead or something.
Yeah, that's it. And he wasn't, so I don't know what they're
talking about.
That one.
No, okay. No, but I do like the cinema.
Did you like the Pirates of the Caribbean?
I did like the Pirates of the Caribbean. I thought it was excellent.
Did you?
I like.
What did you like the most about it?
I like the boat. Obviously,
yeah, I like the boat.
I'm very keen on pirate ships.
Boat.
You know, I like that.
What about his hair? Because I thought that was a bit over the top.
I thought it was a bit over the top.
It's a bit OTT.
A bit OTT. Oh, yeah. I like Geoffrey Rush, who done the piano.
Oh, I like it.
He turns into a skeleton.
Is he in the piano?
He was in the piano.
But
well,
the Jane Campion film.
Was it the piano? No, he played a pianist in something like that.
Don't be stupid.
No, I like that. I like anything to do with pirates.
Oh, yeah.
Treasure Island.
Bluebeard. Blackbeard.
Blackbeard.
Yellowbeard.
Yellowbeards. I like any stuff like that. But
do you like pirate DVDs? Like the Chinaman selling you in the pub?
You want DVD?
You want DVD?
We got a lady in our road who does it.
Oh, really?
You want DVD?
What DVD?
My Margaret, she don't like. I mean, as a rule, we stay in of an evening,
good.
Me and Margaret. And
good.
We watch I mean, we do get stuff downloaded.
Do you? What, free off of a computer?
Off a computer. I mean, the council don't like to go out after about six, as she frightens everyone, so we have to stay.
Oh, yeah, you have to, don't you?
You
yeah.
know, there's...
But you answered it, is illegal downloading?
Yeah.
You like Napster?
What do you like doing on the weekend if it's not downloading...
Illegal films.
Illegal films.
You go to Londis.
Is your mate still working there?
Yeah. Kenny.
Kenny?
Yeah, yeah. Kenny's good down there because he's like, he'll go to Londis and he'll say, Angela, come over here. Have you heard the latest news?
Yeah.
And I'll go over and I'll have a word with Kenny and he'll say, you know, the bloke what runs America? And I go, oh, yes, I do, Obama.
Yes, Obama's cool.
He goes, you know that he's related to... Osama Babadin.
Osama Babadin.
Osama Babadin.
Yes.
And I said, don't be stupid. And he go, Angelos, listen, I'm telling you, Babama, what runs America, is related to Osama Babama,
yeah.
who got killed by them. I went, really, really, Kenny? He went, yeah, really. And then he disappears.
Is a conspiracy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you can't take too much notice of what Kenny says.
Well, no, he's selling pot noodles.
He
from takes heroin. 1983 and he
yeah,
takes heroin.
He's on the glue most of the time.
He's on the glue. What about your mate used to run the cafe?
Yeah, he still runs the cafe. What, Terry?
Terry, when you went, you took Rihanna down.
I took
down.
Rihanna in there.
What happened there?
Well, I took Rihanna in the cafe.
Rihanna the pop star?
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, I took her in there, and he's like, he's all like, oh, yeah, oh, Rihanna, hello.
Oh, welcome.
Hi, Rihanna. Hello, Rihanna. Do you know what they're like?
I know.
I could have taken Mick Jagger in there, and he go, oh, hello, Mick. Yeah, yeah. I didn't give a shit, you know? And Rihanna, luckily, she doesn't act like a star.
She
don't give a shit. And I said to Cherry, I said, listen, Cherry, this is Rihanna here.
Yeah, of course.
You know, the one who sung, Mine's Like a Diamonds, Mine's Like a Diamonds. And he went, yeah, I know this.
Yeah, I she is.
You've got to treat her right because she's a pop star.
Lay on something.
Lay on something.
Full English.
Yeah, full English. Yeah, she's laying a full English, right? He said, I'll give her a full English, mate. Yeah. Don't you worry about that. And he done it. And he gave her a full English and he piled like sausages on her plate and eggs and all this stuff. And then
fried slice.
And he says, I'll take £7 off you for that. I said, oh, Barry, I said, Terry, listen, mate, I'm stood here. Right, I was going to mug me off. Yeah. Okay, that is a fiver's worth of breakfast. And I turned to Rihanna and I said, listen, I'm so sorry. If I hadn't been here, you'd have had to pay £7. As it is, it's £6.50.
Yeah.
It's stuck 50p on it because she's an international pop star.
Of course.
Anyway.
That's out of order.
Yeah, I know. So she takes the breakfast back to the table, right, and she digs in. She's going, oh, this is nice. I said, yeah, no, it does you a good breakfast.
Egg running all over
the She pierced the egg and it went straight over the, all over the white bread. Oh, my God, that's the bell.
Go on, and what happened?
Anyway, she's eating all this muck. And then she comes to the sausages.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, she comes to the sausages. She digs into the sausages and she's about to stick a sausage in her mouth. And I go, hold on, wait a minute, Rihanna, please. That sausage you're about to stick in your gob is a bit too pink.
Jeez.
Cherry,
you call him over?
I call him over. I say, Perry, listen, mate, listen. You start to serve up Rihanna pink sausages, right? This is not cooked. This is an international pop star about you, like Kill here.
Yeah.
And he went, no, he's cooked, mate. He's cooked. That's what they're supposed to look like. They're pink sausages. And Rihanna, you know what she's like.
I know what she's like. She's embarrassed.
Yeah,
she doesn't want to kick up a fuss.
Of course
she doesn't.
So she just says, don't worry. I'll eat the sausages. I said, well, you can't eat them.
No,
you're not bloody cooked. You'll be all over the place, love.
Yeah.
She went, no, it's fine.
She what, sparked up a Rothmans or something?
She sparked up a Rothmans. And Cherry said, you can't smoke in here. And I said, listen to her, she can smoke in here.
Because
you just shoved her, like, sausages, what ain't cooked. Sausages. What isn't cooked? And she's fine. She's having a Rothmans afterwards, and then she had a Knickerbocker Glory.
Yeah, of course.
And then about 2 hours later, we were at the fanfare on the big wheel.
And what happened? Carnage.
And I'm sat there, and she's sat there, and she's embarrassed, of course. I'm like sniffing the air, and I.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm going, oh, blimey. And she knows. Yeah, and I had to say, I said, well, it's not me.
Denied it supply.
Yeah, and she's like, and she says, I'm sorry, you know, and it's me, you know. And she gaffed, right, on the big wheel.
Oh, Jesus.
I said, are you okay? Mm. She went, no, I think I followed through. And she followed through. She's gaffed on the wheel, and she followed through, and because you had these sausages, you're giving her a right upset stomach.
She basically
shut herself.
Oh, Jesus. Have you seen her again? I mean, when you got off the thing, they undone the belt and all.
Do you think I'm going to go out with someone that does that to themselves?
No, you're quite
right. My standards need to be maintained, Barry.
Well, it's a bit... And I thought you had a future with her.
Yeah, well, I did have a future with her.
Until she shit herself in the big wheel.
She shit herself on the fanfare.
Oh, bloody hell.
I know.
I'd like to go out the pop star.
Would you? It's not always cracked up to be, because what it is with these pop stars is they are plucked as her. From obscurity by the likes of Simon Cowell or any of the other, like,
Impresarios
or what's that? Svengali's.
Yeah.
And they say, you is going to be famous. Right? Yeah. Now, these people are very young when they do this to them, right?
Of course.
So, they haven't developed any sort of personality, Barry, right? By the time you come to go out with them at the age of 25, they don't know who they are. All they do is sing other people's songs, what's been written for them.
They're told what to do. If Simon Cowell says jump.
All they have is a lot of money, no taste, and they don't know how to spend it.
No. You're absolutely right. I went out with Rachel Adedoji. It'll come about six in X Factor. Me and Mum Margaret, we put her up.
Right.
She would come home from rehearsing all that shit with Simon Cowell and full of, you're fed up with it. He makes me sing this. I didn't think this song was right for me.
No.
I said, I'll tell you what. I'll take you out for something to eat.
Yeah.
Went down the Golden Fry.
Chinese
place near me. And they do the fish and chips there. Cool. It says fish and chips outside.
As well as the Chinese.
I'm a purist.
I know.
I'm a purist.
I'm surprised you go there.
Well, they do the fish and chips, and they say they do fish and chips, but why is it always the COVID, and there's never any... There will be 10 minutes for chips.
Oh, 10 minutes. This is fast food, is it?
Yeah, so when it says fish and chips. How come were you not expecting anyone to have any chips? It's a lunchtime.
And they just look at you like you've got 2 weeks, innit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is not my problem, mate. It's your problem. Because you've got fish and chips written on the bloody wall.
So I said, Rachel, I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry, you're an international singing superstar.
Well, you will.
For this week, anyway.
TV star.
Oh, no, I ain't got no chip.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Shit, mate.
And I go, okay. But what I always think is interesting, you get round my way about a lot of when you get Indian people come home and open a fish and chip shop, they must be all that lovely food they do, spices, a curious mix of cumin, coriander,
and cardamom, coconut,
marisalam, which is a word I just made up,
marisalam,
whatever that is, and you know, they come over and they go, oh, I'm going to open a fish and chip shop. And they go, but surely we need more, you know, why not give them something nice? English people, it's fish
and chips.
And it's it's put in a sort of ice cream sort of batter, shove it in a fryer.
Surely you can't get away with that.
With these chip potatoes, surely you must add some sort of lovely spices passed down from general.
No.
What is it? What do you add?
It's potatoes.
Chopped.
And it's oil that's been in there for about two weeks. Yeah, we just reheat it every day and we get the potatoes in.
Put the potatoes in the oil. Fish it out.
And you come
late. Someone stand around for 10 minutes.
That's it.
And we also offer up some chicken.
And you bung that in a bit of paper.
In a bit of paper.
And then you charge £3
for it. And then you'll go,
mate,
I'm telling you. Vinegar with that? Like it's some kind of, some kind of exotic sauce.
That's it.
Muppets, aren't we?
Oh,
that'd be nice.
The Chinese are laughing at us.
They're laughing at us.
They like chip potato, pickled egg.
Oh, I've got ever so hungry now. What you can have when you get home?
I'm going to go Londish.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to hang about until they come up with the fact that it's time to chuck this food away.
Yes.
And I'm on for it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to get a sandwich for about 29 people.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what I'm going to have.
A sandwich for 20.
What are you
going to have? Well, Mum Margaret, she's done one of her...
Oh, you having it cooked for you, is it?
Hey, what?
You having it cooked for you, is it?
She's cooking it for me, is it?
Is it?
And
is it, though?
We're going to sit down. I'm going to have one of my lovely Margaret's cheesy leek pies.
Oh.
And then I'm going to make sweet, sweet love to her.
How are you?
Mm.
What position?
In the bedroom. I'm not a savage.
Oh.
Not a savage.
You're doing an East Wednesday, isn't it? It's a Norfolk Poke tonight.
It's Norfolk Poke tonight. And yeah. We got Monkey Botty tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
Blung Blungs on Sunday. And Boochacker on a Monday.
Boochacker on a Monday. I look forward to hearing about that one.
Oh, yeah. That's...
I like the Boochacker.
Well, I'll get someone in from the council to get harness up. We both get up on there and
swing around.
Lovely. And then...
Go to sleep.
Pick a wig up. Shove it on the rock.
Shove it back on again.
Go to sleep.
Oh.
Yeah.
True love, yeah. True love.
Now listen, we've been told to wrap it up. That's a shame.
It's a shame.
We're going to be back in a few days' time, hopefully with a new theme tune.
Oh, all right.
We'll be talking about my love making.
Probably. And my love making.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mine is a grey area. I'm not sure I want to get into just now.
I want to get into my area.
Your area.
I want to get into her area.
Join us again next time.
Yeah, join us again next time. Who are we having on the show?
Oh, next week we've got...
special guest.
Roger DeCourcy.
Yeah.
Who else?
Muhammad Ali.
Roger Moore.
Oh, that one with the hook.
What's his name?
He's good fun, isn't he?
Oh, the one who went away.
The raconteur with the eye.
With the hook?
The hook in the eye.
You're thinking of... What's his name?
Abu Hamza.
Oh,
he's good fun, he is.
He's great. Abu Hamza will be in next week.
Lovely.
We're going to have Peter Sellers.
Bella Renberg.
Ron Pickering.
And...
Brian Jacks off the Superstars.
Oh, yes. We're going to have Shiggy Wench, the 1988 German decathlete.
Of course, we're going to have, what's his name, Doris Stokes.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be in.
He's going to be in telling your future.
We're going to have Kendo
Nagasaki. Yes, we're and Les Kellett.
Mick McManus, Les Kellett, Adrian Street.
And Johnny Quango,
and if you're lucky, Lindsay Dawn McKenzie will be getting Suzanne Mitzi into a Boston Crab.
Tell you all that coming up next week.
See you next time.
So if that isn't enough to whet your whistle, I don't know what you want. We've done our best.
Yeah, see you next time.
Bye.
If you'd like to sponsor this podcast, email paul@playbackmedia.co.uk.